Lesson 5.
This is Commander Dana, and I want to talk to you about your secret language. Your teaching subject today for your kids is one that some teachers consider a difficult one to teach. Can I tell you right now, it's not. I believe that this is going to be an absolute treat for you today. So I want to go through a couple of things real quickly over the next minute or two that might be a help to you. Now, we know that Jesus said to his disciples and to the friends that followed him, he said, wait for the Holy Spirit. Wait for the one that's going to come. Well, guys, ladies, teachers, tell your kids that the Holy Spirit came. If we'll go through the scriptures and just look what the Bible says about the Holy Spirit, I'm telling you, you can have an absolute quantum leap forward in the lives of your super kids. Now, the Bible says in Mark 16:17, that those who believe shall speak with new tongues. Man, let's not pretend that the Holy Spirit didn't come to fill us up with something amazing. Of course, he came to fill us with himself. But, you know, he also gave us a gift. He gave a heavenly language that's available to us so that, according to Romans 8:26-27, we can pray when we're not sure exactly what we should pray. How about in 1 Corinthians 14:2, the Bible says when we pray in other tongues, we pray directly to God, spirit to spirit, a closer level of communication with our God. On the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came into this earth, he came with a bunch of noise and even looked like fire sitting on the heads of the people in the upper room. You know, that tells me something. It tells me that the Holy Spirit didn't come sneaking into the earth and he didn't come in with a very obscure approach. He wanted the people that were seeking him to know he was there and that he was there for them. You know, when we talk with our kids, let's not beat around the bush. Let's tell them the truth. Let's tell them the Holy Spirit is here. He has not left. There's nowhere in the Word of God that says the Holy Spirit came and then he left and we sure miss him. No, let's tell the kids that he's here for them. Let's let our kids know that the same Holy Spirit that came and filled up those people that were seeking him is here to fill them up as well. Now, a quick word about baptism. Jesus said that the Holy Spirit, when you receive him, was a baptism. Acts 1:5. Did you know water baptism gets you completely 100% wet? Did you know baptism in the Holy Ghost is supposed to get you completely filled? It's an immersion. It's a complete saturation. The Holy Spirit affects every part of us when he comes into our life. Now, final word. Teachers, close the deal. Too many times we'll lead our kids up right to the point of we tell them all about the Holy Spirit and that he wants to live inside of them. And then for some reason, we're hesitant or we're, let's face it, sometimes we let fear sneak in and think, well, what if nothing happens? Never allow that thought again. When you invite kids to receive the Holy Spirit, I'm telling you, something's going to happen. I've seen it 100% of the time with children because they'll believe even if you don't. And when they invite the Holy Spirit to come into their life, he comes in and they receive a new language from him. It's amazing. Don't miss that experience with your super kids.